This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Joe Farr is not here with us live, but he did send in a recorded comment. So what you got for us this week, Joe?
Hey, Dave. We're recording this on Friday the 5th, and been quite a day today, but I'll get into the whole week and then come back to today. For the holiday shortened week, MBS prices improved a little bit, up about 10 basis points, but boy, it was not a straight path. Early in the week, we saw prices improve about a half a point, and there were really no real major surprises. ISM services was a little weaker than expected, but global yields improved during the first part of the week, and so we were up nicely until Friday. And then all that improvement was lost on Friday when the jobs report came out. In June, the economy added 224,000 net new jobs. 165,000 were expected. Only minor revisions to April and May's jobs number. The unemployment rate rose a tenth, which was a little surprising. But mostly that was due to people entering the workforce. And so it was up for a good reason. Wages were expected to rise a tenth, but they held steady. So the market really had expected that the Fed would reduce Fed funds rate based on a weak labor market. And so when this jobs number came in so strong, much above what was expected, the reaction was negative for both stocks and bonds on the initial announcement. According to the CME Group, which is a group that measures the expectations for Fed fund rate changes, they were expecting a 50 basis point rate cut and before the jobs number came out, and that chance was about 30%. After the jobs numbers came out, that expectation or the chance of that happening fell to 5%. So it's really not expected now. Now, 25 basis point is essentially is widely expected, and the market would be really surprised if that 25 basis point cut does not happen on the next Fed meeting, which is scheduled at the end of July. The MBS market also reacted to the jobs numbers. Prices fell about 60 basis points in the first couple hours after the report came out, but then they started gradually reversing themselves and ended up being down, but only down about 30 basis points. The Dow fell initially over 200 points, and it too made some recovery, but the Dow recovered almost all of its earlier losses. So for the coming week, there's nothing scheduled for economic data on Monday, and we get inflation data coming out late in the week. On Thursday, the consumer price index will come out, and on Friday, the producer price index will come out. With the market reacting the way I expect the Fed to do as a result of the jobs numbers, these inflation numbers may be of importance, not so much PPI, but certainly the consumer price index. We get more labor market data. The JOLTS report is going to come out on Tuesday. It's another report issued by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This one, JOLTS, stands for Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, and it measures things like job openings, hires, fires, and quits. So it's a report that the Fed has utilized to get a deeper look into the job market than just looking at the non-farm payrolls report. The Fed also has speakers every day during the week. Chairman Powell is going to be testifying before the House Financial Services Committee on Wednesday, and then in front of the Senate Banking Committee on Thursday. And this is his semiannual testimony on monetary policy. As usual, trade discussions, tariffs, geopolitical events, tensions, all of that could impact the market. So stay aware. Thanks.
Good job, Joe. Appreciate you bringing us some great information, as you do every week. Hope you have a blessed week. Enjoy your 4th of July. Good to have you with us. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, who are Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex Warehouse Lending, a division of the United Bank, as well as the MBA, CMLA, which is the Community Mortgage Lenders Association, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, Velma, Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, And if you're interested in learning how to be a sponsor, go to the website, look it on lending. There's a special tab just for you. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.